Nine lessons have walked you from the orientation question, what does multimodal AI actually mean? Through Encode Then Fuse, native multimodal, reasoning with tools, image and video generation, GPA and world modeling, scientific applications, and production engineering. Each lesson stood on its own. This closer steps back and names what unifies them, because the recurring threads across the track are the real load-bearing structure of the field as it stands in 2026. If you walk away holding 10 lessons, you have a notebook. If you walk away holding the threads, you have a map. Six recurring threads across the track. Thread 1. Tokenize everything plus one transformer. The dominant architectural pattern of modern multimodal AI is structurally simple. Discretize each modality into tokens, then run those tokens through one transformer. We saw it in L3, native multimodal, text via BPE, images via VQVAE, audio via neural codecs, all mixed in a single token stream into one transformer. L5, image generation. Patchify the image, treat patches as tokens. Transformer denoiser predicts noise per patch. L6, video generation. The same idea extended to space-time patches. One transformer attends across the 3D token set. L7, JPEG. Even the alternative paradigm keeps transformers as the encoders and predictor. The change is in the training objective, not the architecture family. L9, production. The deployed systems are the same family scaled up. Tokenize what you want to model, put it in one transformer, train at scale, is the unifying architectural pattern. Every major frontier system shipping in 2026 is a variation on this template. Thread 2. Fusion gets pushed earlier and earlier. The trajectory of multimodal architectures is consistently toward deeper, earlier fusion. L2, encode then fuse. Bolt modalities together after pre-training is done. L3, native multimodal. Fused from training step 1. L5, L6, MDT, and successors. Text and image tokens fuse inside the generative transformer itself. L9, production. RL co-design fuses research and product feedback at the loss level, not as a post-hoc fine-tune. The pattern is unambiguous. Every generation moves fusion deeper into the model, earlier in training, and closer to the loss. The systems that ship next will continue this direction. Thread 3. The tokenizer is the floor and ceiling. A subtle but load-bearing fact recurred across the track. In any system that operates on discrete codes, the tokenizer's reconstruction quality bounds the system's quality. L3, native multimodal. A bad image tokenizer caps visual quality before the transformer attends to anything. L5, image diffusion. The latent VAE is the floor for resolution and fine detail. L6, video generation. The space-time tokenizer is the most acute case. Both spatial and temporal compression must hold. L8, scientific applications. The analog is the data representation. Biological tokenization choices set the floor for what the model can learn. Bigger transformers do not fix a poor tokenizer. The corollary, tokenizer research is its own discipline and a major axis of advancement, often more impactful than any given model architecture tweak. Thread 4, generative pre-training dominates, but it is not the only paradigm. Across most of the track, the underlying training objective was generative. Predict next token, next noise step, next space-time patch. This worked extraordinarily well. But L7 named the most articulated alternative direction, GPA, which predicts an embedding space rather than raw output space, on the bet that capacity not spent rendering surface detail does more semantic work. As of 2026, generative pre-training still dominates production. JEPA is research strong, not yet displacing. the paradigm tension is live and worth watching. The systems of 2028 may look meaningfully different on this axis. Thread 5, capability stacks, not single capabilities. Modern multimodal systems are not single architectures with single capabilities. They are stacks. Perception layer, encode then fuse or native. Reasoning layer, chain of thought, often as inference time compute. Tool use layer, vision tools, code execution, search, image generation as callable tools. Alignment layer, deliberative alignment over a written specification. Production engineering layer, RL co-design, latency budgets, evaluation and deployment. We saw this most explicitly in L4, the four-layer reasoning stack, and L9, production adds the engineering layer. A failure in a deployed system pins to a layer. A capability advance comes from improving a layer. Thinking in terms of the stack, rather than in terms of the model, is the right level of abstraction for reading the field. Thread 6, the scope line discipline. The track returned in several lessons to a meta pattern that is itself worth carrying forward. When a technical lesson sits adjacent to conversations evaluated by different methods, use case policy, sector standards, regulatory frameworks, business judgment, autonomy philosophy, clinical trials, the lesson distinguishes. The technical territory the lesson covers, with the technical instruments that settle questions in it. The adjacent territories the lesson defers to other forums, with the different instruments those forums use. The operational test that crystallized in L6 and recurred through L7, L8, L9, what instruments would you use to settle the question? If the answer is engineering instruments, benchmarks, A/B tests, FVD, latency, the question is technique. If the answer is different instruments, legal precedent, clinical trials, sectoral policy, philosophical argument, the question lives in a different conversation. The technical content does not preempt the other conversations. It sits alongside them and is precise about which is which. This discipline is worth keeping not just for multimodal AI lessons, but for any technical reading. The same test cuts cleanly across every domain where engineering work touches conversations evaluated by non-engineering methods. What this track did not cover. A track that does not name its own scope risks implying coverage it does not have. T24 has real gaps, and they are worth being explicit about so you can find the right next track or external reading, embodied AI and robotics with multimodal world models. The L7-L8. World modeling lessons set up the conceptual frame but do not walk specific robotics architectures or planning algorithms. That territory lives in dedicated robotics tracks. 3D and 4D generation. NERF descendants, Gaussian splatting, dynamic 3D scene generation. A whole subfield with its own architectures. We touched it only implicitly through video generation. Multimodal alignment for safety beyond the deliberative alignment introduction in L4. An active research area with its own literature. Specific frontier model technical reports beyond the lectures the track structurally mirrors. The systems of 2026, GPT-5, Claude 4, Gemini 2.5, others, all have substantial public technical reports worth reading directly. The economic and market story. How multimodal AI is changing industries. What businesses are being built on it. What is happening with pricing and platforms. Real and consequential conversations that live in their own forums. Long context multimodal. How to handle very long videos, very long documents, very long multi-turn conversations. Active engineering territory. This is not an apology for what the track left out. A 10-lesson stage D survey cannot cover the whole field. The choice was depth on a curated arc, with explicit pointers, here, to what was deferred. Treat this list as the next directions rather than as gaps. Where the field is going, 2026 onward. Three trajectories are worth naming, all built on the threads above. toward truly native everything. The pattern of pushing fusion earlier and deeper is not finished. Systems that handle text, image, audio, and video as first-class citizens in one model, with input and output both fully multimodal, are at the frontier and moving toward consumer products. GPT-4o was the first widely felt example. The family is growing toward more efficient training paradigms. The scale solves it story of 2020-2024 is still mostly true at the frontier, but is meeting practical limits. Compute, data, energy. JEPA-style approaches, mixture of experts at extreme scale, and various sparsity / efficiency techniques are the directions where the next gains live. Whether one of these displaces dense generative pre-training as the default is a live open question. Toward production and product co-design. The L9 lessons themes, RL co-design with the product, evaluation and deployment, engineering informs versus settles discipline, are now central to where competitive advantage lives. Architecture matters. Integration into products that solve real problems for real users matters as much, sometimes more. What you should remember: the architectural pattern is tokenize everything, put it in one transformer, train at scale. That sentence describes most modern multimodal systems. Fusion gets pushed earlier with every generation. The trajectory is unambiguous. The tokenizer is the floor and ceiling of system quality in any system that operates on discrete codes. Generative pre-training dominates production. JEPI is the most articulated alternative direction with the bet that semantic state prediction does more useful work than surface detail rendering. Capability comes in stacks: perception, reasoning, tool use, alignment, production engineering. Thinking about the stack rather than the model is the right level of abstraction. The scope line discipline, what instruments settle the question, is a portable meta pattern worth keeping for any technical reading. Where to go from here? If you want to go deeper, the most productive next steps depend on what pulled you most across the track. The architectural side, phases 2 to 3. The Stanford CS25 series itself continues each year. Reading new editions captures new frontier work as it is presented. The track's references cite the specific lectures and papers per lesson. The training paradigm side, phase 4, L7/L8. The GPA papers and the multimodal world model literature are accessible and active. Follow Jan LeCun's group and the VJPA Bausch World Model for Science work. The production side, phase 4, L9. Karina Nguyen's talks and the broader RL co-design discussion in public AI engineering writing. Production engineering pattern literature is younger and more dispersed. Reading widely is the right posture. Adjacent cladotomy tracks for foundational depth. T11, Intro to Deep Learning. T13, Build Neural Networks from Scratch. T20, AI Agents and Tool Use, are the natural neighbors that prepare or extend the material here. The track closes here. What you carry forward is the map of how multimodal AI is built, deployed, evaluated, and reasoned about in 2026, plus the discipline to read new systems against that map rather than against marketing copy. The field will keep moving. The threads will keep recurring. Now you know what to look for.